Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
Hey, it's exciting to look forward to another Super Bowl. Now, let's see, which number is that? Was never too good at Roman numerals. 47, I think it is. It's exciting, especially with the 49ers appearing in their 6th Super Bowl. Some are favoring the Niners, since they've been there 5 times and never lost. Of course, I'm happy our local team will be in that much-coveted contest, and I'm rooting for them to win. On second thought, I also wonder if our society places a bit too much emphasis on winning. I remember the olden days, my coach would say, it's not whether you win or lose, but how you play the game. I doubt that would roll trippingly off the tongue of most coaches today. It seems today a win-at-all-costs motto has come into play. Is it therefore any surprise that steroid use has become rampant among major sports figures? While the steroids enhance performance and make it more likely you and your team will win, what's the cost? Honesty? Integrity? Personal health? I once heard a person argue that steroids should be legalized, and who cares? Well, for one thing, it would no longer be that a contest would decide who was the better player or athlete, but who had the better doctor or drug dealer. Take the example of the former 7-time Tour de France winner Lance Armstrong. Armstrong was an exceptional bicyclist, and he won the world's most difficult and prestigious bike race after vanquishing cancer. For many years, rumors and suspicions were met with Armstrong's vociferous denials and counter-accusations, even counter-suits. Now that the truth is out, it seems in his prime, Armstrong was swimming in cocktails of illegal and banned substances and forcing his teammates to imbibe as well. Could he have won without the drugs? Well, we'll never know. But maybe he would have been better off to stay away from the banned substances and finish second or third. Or 10th. There's nothing wrong with being second best in the world, or 3rd or 10th for that matter. Now, instead of 7 yellow jerseys, he has enough lawsuits to make America's lawyers drool. Even if he had not gotten caught, he would have had to live a lie. Psychologists call that sociopathy. Theologians call it sin. There's something odd about the fact that if Armstrong had finished 2nd or 3rd or whatever for many years in a row at the Tour de France, he would have been seen as a loser or an also-ran. And also-rans are not glorified, glamorized, and given millions of reward dollars. What is beneath this strange compulsion to win at all costs, with winner takes all and everyone else fend for themselves? Perhaps Lance has no one to blame but himself, or perhaps Lance is just the hero we get when we live by it's not how you play the game, but whether you win or lose that counts. My conclusion, winning at all costs is primitive and a base principle, not far from the will to dominate and conquer. Sometimes it leads to wars and violence. So when Super Bowl 47 rolls onto the screen Sunday after next, I'll be rooting for a good contest, I hope. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.